Hi everyone, welcome to another little not ASMR audio. This is going to be a little mental health chat. So I recently did an audio about SSRI medication, and I got a question on the Discord server that I felt was definitely worth addressing in an audio form, and that question was about my experience being on SSRI. So that's what I want to talk a little bit about. Hopefully, it's something that you might be able to relate to, that might make you feel a little bit less alone if you're going through this. It's a heavy topic, and I feel like in order for me to dive into this a little bit, we need to get a little bit personal here, and we need to talk about some really, really difficult stuff. And there is where I was before starting to taste medication, before getting help, really. And so I want to issue a very, very big trigger warning. I'm going to put some timestamps in the description so that you can skip this part. You are welcome to. It's not going to ruin anything. You're not going to offend me. Take care of yourself, first and foremost, always. I will be a very, 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 very sad little bunny if you don't do that. So, please. Okay. So, take you back a little bit in time. It took me a very, very long time before I actually got help for my mental health. I've had really bad anxiety for as long as I can remember. And my anxiety got pretty darn bad, not gonna lie, and made me spiral into depression. Today I'm diagnosed with both those things. And it took me getting to a point of not knowing if I was going to make it to the next day. Actually, if I'm going to be honest, not wanting to make it to the next day. It got that bad. It got to a point where I was having daily, quite extreme panic attacks. And where I would just pray before I go to bed. I don't consider myself a religious person at all, but I would pray every single day that I wouldn't have to wake up and face another day with this. That I wouldn't have to go through it all again, because I didn't know if I had a strength to do so. And I'm not going to lie and say that there weren't times where I tried to make that statement come true with more than prayers. Now, I'm very, very glad that I was unsuccessful. I really am glad that I am here today. And that I can talk about it, that I feel like it's not this big, dark, ugly secret that I need to hide. Because I don't. There are so many people going through this. And like I've already mentioned before, you are not alone. You're so not alone. I came across a video on YouTube. I know, the irony, right? Or coincidence, whatever you want to call it, pleasant surprise. Of a person talking about this and finally seeking help and how, oh my God, it had just changed her life. And for the first time, I felt like I wasn't alone. Like, wow, there is someone else who seemingly has it so put together that is struggling just like I am. And that's telling me that it's going to be okay. That it can get better. And I found that extremely inspiring. And I think that I honestly, as ironic as that sounds, giving my actions, really believed that this can't be the end. Like, this can't be what life is all about. There has to be so much more than this. And I don't really exactly have anything to lose by trying. You know, if she can do it, I sure as hell can try at least. I made several appointments and canceled them. And that was a reoccurring thing until I finally actually had an appointment with a doctor. I remember sobbing my eyes out after she asked me the simple question of how are you doing? Just tears and tears and tears. I could not stop them for the life of me. And I remember her being incredibly sweet. She just had so much patience. She let me cry. And that was exactly what I needed. I told her what was going on. And she helped me. I was put on medication. I got into therapy. This is where Swedish healthcare system, I do have to acknowledge, has advantages with, you know, those who need it do get treatment, and treatment is very, very inexpensive because almost all of it is funded through taxes. So I realize and acknowledge that I'm very blessed, and I'm incredibly glad that I got the medication, that I got it in conjunction with therapy, because that's a really important part. So when I got the medication, my doctor warned me that it had side effects. And one of the major ones is you will very likely feel worse in the beginning. She was not wrong about that. Definitely not. And that was one thing that scared me. Because like I said, I was already struggling. Just the idea of having panic attacks that were worse, that had driven me to the point where I didn't even know if I could make it. Yeah, that scared me. That scared me big time. And for me personally, my panic attacks didn't necessarily get worse. They got more frequent. And incredibly difficult to get through. I had a decent support system, even with my family not quite really understanding. My diagnosis and, you know, being really worried about me being on medication, not being the biggest fan of that. They kind of understood that it was something that I needed, and they were pretty patient with me. I would say my brother being my biggest supporter here and being incredibly compassionate. I also had a work colleague that happened to be my, not my boss, but I guess you would say team leader, that, you know, coincidentally had anxiety themselves. And he made it so that I could work from home for a while, which was one of the things that really, really helped me, because I didn't have to put on a brave face. I didn't. And I could just be at ease a little bit more. You know, I think telling people what you're going through, making them aware that you're gonna have a really difficult time for a bit, talking with your boss if it's possible to make accommodation, you know, get that doctor's note, see if it is possible. I think making accommodation for yourself during that first time is so incredibly important, and trying to set up a support system for yourself. Because that's really what got me through it. It was really difficult. As far as physical side effects, I had nauseousness. And I talked about that in another audio like this a while back. A little bit of headache at first. And summers are not fun, that I will say. The heat sensitivity is not fun whatsoever. I'm already someone that does not like summer. I like it even less now. But I do want to say this combination of medication and therapy, I don't think I would have been here today if I didn't get that help. And I'm honestly really, really happy to be here today and to be able to sit down and talk about this. Because I think talking about it is so freeing. It truly is. And it feels so good, like I said, to not pretend that things are amazing. And yeah, I think that's a really incredibly good feeling. And I won't sit here and tell you that I always feel great. Life is amazing. I struggle with anxiety and depression still. It's something that isn't cured, it's managed. And I still have really bad days. But those bad days are nothing in comparison to what they used to be. They are so much more manageable. And I don't have to be in that much pain. And I'm beyond thankful for, you know, for the doctors, for the people who helped me. And know that I wish the very, very same for you who's listening. If you are someone that struggles with your mental health, I really, really hope that you have that strength in you to get the help that you deserve. I know in some countries it's very different than what it is here in Sweden. I know I'm blessed in a lot of ways like that. But I almost want to say, do everything that you can for yourself so that you are able to get that help, because it is life-changing. It really, really is. And oh my God, you deserve that. You really, really do deserve that. I know there's that shitty bleep-ass voice in your head that tells you differently, because it exists in mine too, trust me. It's wrong. You deserve to be happy. You really, really do. And I promise you, you are not alone in this. I know there are so many people out there that pretend like life's all so perfect and sweet and look at me, I'm doing amazing. And I promise you, even those people struggle sometimes. They do. They have their own demons to battle. Everyone who judges you, they have their own demons too. Trust me, they are not perfect. Life is not perfect. But it can get a hell of a lot better than what it is right now. Trust me with that, it really, really can. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I hope you got something from it. I don't know, maybe a little like, hey, I recognize that. Or something. Know that I'm sending you the biggest hugs through the screen. And take care of yourself. Okay? You absolutely deserve it. And, oh, I want to ask you a favor. If you know any organizations, hotlines, things like that, please leave them in the comments for anyone so that we can have some resources for anyone who feels like they need to reach out to someone. You know, I'm not a professional in any means. This is just my own experience that I'm sharing. And yeah, this really is something that needs, you know, needs professional. There's amazing people out there that know what they're doing and can help. So, yeah, thank you very much.